A year ago, Angel Gardner was homeless after living in over 20 foster homes. The 21-year-old had also been named Seattle's Youth Poet Laureate. As part of a year-end series from our race and equity team, KUOW's Catherine Banwell met up with Gardner at Seattle's New Horizons Ministries. They talked about how she became a poet and about her poem, Black Courage.
You told me that this is a couple of poems put together.
Yeah, it's like four or five, I think, put together.
Who did you write this for?
So I wrote it for my son. His name's Maverick. And I wrote this specific piece because I read at the Ta-Nehisi Coates event. And so it was based off of his book, Between the World and Me, and how it's kind of like formed in a letter towards his son. And so that's where I kind of get my inspiration to make a letter form towards my son.
I'm curious, what about your life spurred you on to become a poet?
Well, actually, like with my whole journey with poetry, it wasn't actually like my plan to become a poet or to write. Growing up in like middle school and high school, I didn't know being a poet was like an actual like profession or like something you could do. And I actually started writing in foster care and a group home just because it was one of the activities that was sprung upon the youth one day. And I got some positive feedback from it. I just kind of never stopped. And then traditional therapy while in foster care never really worked for me. And I wasn't very big on talking to others. And so I started journaling. But I would go through phases in foster care where I would stop journaling because you don't really have a lot of privacy. And so lots of the times my journals were taken from me and they were read. And so I think I really found my voice after I aged out of foster care and actually went into homelessness because I didn't have any sort of barriers, but I also didn't have a home. And so it kind of just had this whole like freedom aspect, but also very lost kind of like energy to my writing. And so that kind of is what fueled my whole writing experience. And when I started calling myself a writer or calling myself a poet is when I actually ended up homeless. And felt like I had more to write about. And also because I was able to reflect about my whole past in foster care. When you're in like group homes and foster homes, like even though you're encouraged to like journal and whatnot, I was often given consequences if I did actually speak my mind through my poetry or through my journaling. There was a lot of depressing things that I went through and a lot of abuse that I faced in foster homes and in group homes. And so I would often write about those things. And there was often times where I would have my journal looked at and someone would come across something that I wrote about that was like an abusive thing that happened to me. And then I would be told that I was too depressed or I was too upset about it. And if that was the case, then maybe I needed more medication and less time to write. And so I just didn't feel like writing because I was like, I don't want to be medicated just because I'm actually purging what I'm doing. And it's a very normal thing. This piece is titled Black Courage. There are wolves in wolves' clothing, telling the weak that the sheep are the ones to fear. You are that sheep, baby boy. Courage runs in your blood, so you will be tapped into. We live in a world where the authority shoots patterns into unarmed citizens. We live with crisp folds and blue uniforms, profiling our melanin. Trying to connect imaginary holes in speech-leaking innocence. Shoving bullets into bellies and elbows into faces. Because we decided our home will be wherever the hell we make it. We are sun-favored, kinky-haired panes and privileged asses. We are locked elbows and softly swaying strange fruit. So I will say again, my son, you will be tapped into. Courage runs through you, black courage, thicker than blood but smooth as a sky blue stream. Black courage I can't teach you, my love, but I will lead by example. America will try and tear the steel from our backbones and replace Afro with star-spangled shackles. Don't let them. You can never love your black too loudly. And there is no such thing as holding your head too high. Always remember, your melanin is your greatest accessory.
Angel Gardner was Seattle's Youth Poet Laureate for 2016 and 2017. She spoke with Catherine Banwell of KUOW's Race and Equity team.